whenever you want. We're launching into the third hour of the program tonight. It is Ian with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Our website is freetalklive.com. It allows you to select show prep and get it promoted to our eyes so we might talk about it on the air. You can basically submit whatever you want to the site. Other listeners vote it up or vote it down, and the most popular stories and entries make it to the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So we will take your phone calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. Continuing, though, since we kind of were talking about out-of-control cops, we just finished up a story, for those of you just tuning in last hour, about a madman cop in Maryland who pulled a gun on a motorcyclist who was just speeding. He gets out of his car, and he's an un-uniformed cop in an unmarked car, whips a gun out and starts saying, "Get off the motorcycle! Get off the motorcycle!" We watched the video during the break, and he says, "Get off the motorcycle," three times as he approaches with his gun drawn at this motorcyclist. Sounds to me like I'm getting jacked off my motorcycle by some common thug.
Right. Well, what's weird about it is it's a relatively nice car with a guy who's relatively clean cut in completely plain clothes. Mm-hmm. But you know, you don't have this. He doesn't have a thug look about him at all. It's this strange situation for this guy. I can't even imagine what it was like for him.
Must have been really scary. I mean, having some nutball pull a gun out in the middle of the road like that. Anyway, he ended up getting his home raided because he dared to videotape the encounter and post that video on YouTube.
Yeah, it wasn't about videotaping. It was about posting that, disclosure, transparency.
So
this is what the government doesn't want.
Well,
look at Obama. Obama promised a whole bunch of things, but one of his main platforms was governmental transparency. We got plenty of change, no transparency.
I know how we can solve this problem. I know. I know what we can do as a society, as a government.
Vote for the next person that says transparency?
No. What we can do to solve this problem of the police, because the police are, they're out of control. It's an issue. What we need to do is bring in the National Guard. How do you feel about that one?
To protect us from the police?
Just, to take over for the police. Maybe augment them a little bit. If the cops are doing something bad, the National Guard will take care of it. The National Guard should be roaming the streets and keeping America safe. What do you say?
Should the National Guard then be policing the police? And will the police then police the National Guard, too? I don't know. Competing agencies might actually be helpful.
Well, they claim they have competing agencies now with the state police and the local boys. And
the county.
And the county as well, yeah. So, Curtis, what do you think? Bring the National Guard in? Good idea?
They're employed by the same people. I don't see any competition in that.
It may actually be even worse, because if you think about it, the local boys, well, at least you can know where they live. I mean, theoretically.
Yeah, it's true.
Especially in the smaller market, that kind of thing. But to some extent, there's a very, very bare minimum level of something you can do about local cops. And I'm not saying
a lot of times their moms and dads, they live in the same community,
I'm not saying there's much you can do, but I think there would be even less that you could do about the National Guard. These are people that are coming in from other areas. They don't live around where you live necessarily. And of course, it'd be even worse if it was the military, because then it's even more coming from far away. But that's the proposal that's on the table in Chicago. According to ChicagoBreakingNews.com, two state representatives called on the governor, recently, to deploy the Illinois National Guard to safeguard Chicago streets. Chicago Democrats said they wanted John Fritchley and LaShawn Ford said they want Quinn, Mayor Richard Daley, and the Chicago Police Superintendent to allow guardsmen to patrol the streets and help quell violence.
Aren't guns illegal in Chicago?
I think they are.
So well, not if why is there violence? If guns are illegal, there should be no violence. Am I right?
Well, plus, I'm pretty sure Chicago has a pretty darn big police force. Is this an indictment against their police force, basically saying they can't
do inability
crap?
To handle it?
It would have to get pretty bad for them to indict themselves that way instead of bringing on the National Guard.
Well, the police superintendent, Jody Weiss, has been asked to get involved. She, I'm presuming it's a she? Anyway, Weiss. Oh, he. Weiss said that he didn't support the idea because the military and police operate under different rules. One of the so-called representatives said, "Is this a drastic call to action? Of course it is. It's warranted when we're losing residents to gun violence at such an alarming rate." Or excuse me, that was a question. Is it warranted? "Without question," he says, "we are not talking about rolling tanks down the street or having armed guards on each corner." Well, what are you talking about?
Why would you call in? Why would you call in the military then?
Well, the National Guard.
What is the National Guard?
So instead of tanks, they'll have APCs.
But the National Guard is simply a wing of the government these days. I mean, admittedly, there's a time we can hearken back to when the National Guard was here for hurricanes and to quell disturbances and things like that. But that's not what they're used for anymore. Half the National Guard is over in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, they're just the reserve military now.
I think Curtis is absolutely right that essentially this guy is just dodging with his language. Okay, there's not going to be tanks. We'll have armored personnel carriers. And they're not going to be on every corner. In fact, he clarifies his vision here. He says that what he envisions is a heightened presence on the streets, particularly on the roughly 9% of city blocks where the most of the city's violent crimes occur. So basically putting them into,
They're giving them the hard parts.
Yeah,
we don't want to do the hard part of our job anymore. Why don't you go walk around there with a bull's on your back?
Weiss previously identified.
Right. You put the cops who are getting, what, $80,000, $90,000 in Chicago, it's probably to start. It's a union town.
Yeah.
They can't arm them up with the paramilitary gear that so many police departments use these days. They want to put these privates and corporals who are getting less than a minimum wage out there and tell them, hey, take care of this. We know you don't have any real training on police work. Don't worry. We really don't train cops much anymore anyway. So just go ahead.
And don't feel bad, guys, because we're going to hire some private contractors to sit in the back and do all the easy work and make $120,000, $250,000.
And plus, and also you don't have to worry either. I mean, if you just start shooting people whenever you want to, we'll cover for you. And, if you murder some children in the streets, you don't have to worry about it because, well, they don't know who you are. You won't even have to wear name tags. You'll be all right.
Just keep that drop gun in the back of your Humvee.
Name tags on soldiers? I mean, what kind of sense does that make? They'll wear their glasses. And you won't be able to see all you'll be able to see is, like, the color of their skin. There'll be no accountability. There isn't now when bad things happen in Iraq. Why would there be in the worst neighborhoods of Chicago?
Now, Weiss previously identified this police chief or police whoever previously identified those hot spots and said he plans to create a 100-person team made up of selected and volunteer police personnel to respond to crime there. If guardsmen were to assist police, they could comprise or contribute to that force, according to the representative.
Volunteer, what he means is higher paid. So, the police officers who are making now, at this point, $80,000 base pay will
volunteer to get $120,000.
Yeah, they'll get time and a half or double time to work this particular area.
So far this year, 113 people have been killed across Chicago, the same number of U.S. troops killed in Iraq and Afghanistan combined in the same period, said Fritchie. As we speak, National Guard members are working side by side with our troops to fight a war halfway around the world. The unfortunate reality is that we have another war that is just as deadly taking place right in our backyard. While the National Guard has been deployed in other states to prevent violence related to specific events and protests, the Chicago legislator said they're unaware of guardsmen being deployed to assist with general urban unrest. Police chief countered the only scenario in which the National Guard would be helpful is in the situation of a tornado, earthquake, or flood. If the military were brought in to help with city violence, they wouldn't answer to police command, creating a major disconnect in mission and strategy. Alluding to the 1970 Kent State University incident where the National Guard was called in and protesters and students were shot, Weiss said having guardsmen handle crime could be disastrous, as though your cops aren't already a disaster situation.
But it sounds like a dangerous situation having two different police forces in the same city like that. You never know what could happen.
I agree with the police chief in this particular case, but of course his squad isn't that much better. 800-259-9231, but this is the proposal that is on the table.
He's just trying to preserve his monopoly.
They want to move forward with this. So we'll keep an eye on the story here for you. More coming up, you can bring up anything at 800-259-9231.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3567.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NOTE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And by the way, those features include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Everything from serious issues to silly nonsense. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. Now, government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Please visit the news site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help these ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. We continue with your phone calls about what you want. Coming up, the police raid the police raid somebody's office over intellectual property. We'll get to that. It's about the iPhone, actually. But first, Dave is in New Hampshire. And Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Curtis and Mark.
Hi. I appreciate you guys talking about this stuff because what does one have for recourse when they have such experiences with the police? What do? Do they go back to the police and report it back to the people who have behaved in such a way, the people that are supposedly protecting and serving? Are you going to go back into the lion's den or whatever you want to call it and say, oh, you guys hurt me and didn't behave properly? I mean,
that's got to be intimidating.
That's what they propose that you do.
I know I've had experiences. I've had experiences right in this town, and I know someone else who had it right in this town, and I'm in Keene. And I was going to say, I think to an extent, you guys, they might behave worsely towards you if they didn't know you all had the power of a microphone and stuff.
Oh, I agree.
There's certainly that possibility. In fact, Andrew Napolitano from Fox News has, I think, rightfully pointed out that the camera is the new gun. This is a peaceful movement of peaceful people that are looking to achieve liberty in their lifetimes. I'm not going to pull out a weapon. I'm going to pull out a camera to show the world what these police are doing, the violence that they are enacting on people. Now, actually, I think that we're fortunate up here in New Hampshire. The cops aren't quite as violent and dangerous, at least from my observations, as they can be in other places around the country. But that's not to say things don't happen. As you say, David, something happened to you. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, I was like assaulted right in my house by the police. They really? Smashed my door and attacked me and put me in a stranglehold, and I was like knocked out for a short period.
What was the alleged reason they did that?
Well, see, I was right on the alleged reason. Well, I was on the screen porch on the ground level, and we were talking to each other through there, and he kept saying, I want to talk to you, I want to talk to you. And we're, like, standing right on opposite sides of a screen porch talking, and then he just got pissed off, said I was under arrest, and smashed my door in, basically.
Why do you think he was there in the first place?
Well, he was there because, actually, there was something happening, but it had to do with, like, I had like a basically like a there was smoke and I was having like a barbecue type condition on my front porch,
mm-hmm.
and that is an infraction. That is a violation.
Barbecuing on your front porch is a violation?
Yeah, I think it has to. It's a city ordinance or something like that. You can't have like
ludicrous.
Ignorance of the law
is no excuse, David. obviously, you deserved a good choking for using your hibachi in an unauthorized area. You could have burnt those chicken legs right underneath your roof.
Now, what is it that you did? I mean, did you go to the police department and attempt to file some sort of complaint?
I considered it, but I was so, like, just blown away. I dealt with the court system too, and that was really, I mean, my public defender, which I had, was really? Like seemed to be more her. The prosecutor was like her buddy, and
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
He's supposed to be our adversary, and she's talking about them like they're buddies. Or
they all get paid by the same people. The defender, the prosecutor, the judge, they're all taking paychecks from the same organization, and they are buddies. This is, you're calling from Keene, happens to be where we are as well, and Keene has 25,000 people. It's a small, small city that you see a lot of the same people. These government bureaucrats, it's a small
closed group of individuals. They hang out with each other. They know one another. I'm not saying they all like each other. Certainly there are going to be personality conflicts within any group.
But they're still on the same team.
Yes.
I mean, take a look. It's not like Ian and I are the best of friends either, but we know whose backs we scratch here. If somebody comes along and they're going after Ian, like, he may not be my best bud in the whole world, but he's the guy that butters my bread, and I'm going to be on his side.
And by the way, what I'd recommend for you, David, is there's a great organization out there called the Police Complaint Center.
Mm.
And they have been for years investigating police misconduct. And what they did once, and they've done it a few times, actually, but one of the more noteworthy times was down in South Florida. They get hired by TV news stations to do investigation for them, because the TV news just can't handle it. They need to bring in some professionals, people that know what they're doing when they're investigating a police department and claims that the police department is doing things that are naughty, that they shouldn't be doing. So they bring them in, and one of the things that they've done a whole bunch of different kind of stinging the police, reverse stinging the cops, basically. But this one was specifically to what you were talking about. They sent one of their agents into police departments across South Florida for the purposes of saying that he had a complaint to make and asking if he could get a complaint form to fill out. And the amount of departments that, number one, would not allow him to have a complaint form. Number one, didn't even claim to have a complaint form in the first place.
Would we have a complaint form? Our cops never do anything wrong.
Right. So some departments claim they didn't even have the form. Others claim they couldn't. If they had a form, they wouldn't let him take the form with him to go and fill out, because he would point out, well, you know, it's not for me, it's for a friend. My friend's afraid because he doesn't want to see the cop that assaulted him. And, you know, can I take this form back? No, you can't. You need to come in and talk to us. And on top of all that, many of the departments were intimidating towards this individual when they were asking for just a complaint form, which, as you know, if you've paid attention to the police over the years, even if you do get your hands on a complaint form or they fill out one for you, they take and they put it in the circular file. They don't have to do anything with a complaint form. They just throw it, either crumple it up and throw it in the garbage. It doesn't matter. It's an administrative complaint. That means that they can look at it, and once they've looked at it, they're done with it. They don't have to take action. It's not a criminal matter. It's administrative. So even if you can jump through the hoops, even if you can manage to get your hands on this complaint form, it will do almost nothing if you actually do.
Yeah, it's not a valid form of redress of grievance.
So, David, I recommend that, and I thank you for the call tonight. Again, that's the Police Complaint Center, and I don't know what their current website is, but I'll see if I can pull it up. It's a former cop, actually, who has been, I guess, off duty for a long time. And
a turncoat.
Yeah, one of the good guys. You know, he was busting cops long before Barry Cooper put Cop Busters together. And Barry Cooper's Cop Busters is great as well. Police Complaint Center. Okay, their new website is policeabuse.com. That's policeabuse.com. Great stuff. They get all kinds of hidden camera things that they've done to bust bad cops. And let me tell you, it's not hard for them to do this stuff. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. We've got a lot of features there, and they are free. And some of those features include our wiki. With over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, you can go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. It's free. Wiki, W-I-K-I, .freetalklive.com.
Did you know that Taryn Lupo from the LCL Report and Wheels Off Liberty supports his full-time activism by selling Liberty-themed jewelry? Support the ideas of Liberty every time you buy some of his unique swag. He also does custom work for just about anything you can dream up. Find his designs at lclreport.com or join his fan group on Facebook. You can also buy him in person at this year's Porkfest. If you want access to all his best designs first, come to the free champagne mimosa party that he'll be hosting after the Porkfest opening ceremonies.
Hosted by the lovely Michelle Seven.
There you go.
800-259-9231. Very nice, lady. We continue with your phone calls. Ladies come first on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Joanne listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joanne. Joanne in New York going once. Joanne in New York. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to know the process to become sovereign.
The process to become sovereign. Well, Sovereign Curtis is here in the studio with us. Maybe you could explain Sovereign Curtis since it's in your name.
Okay. The most important thing I can point out is there is no magic word. There is no magic phrase. There is no magic paper. There is no magic anything. There is no magic process to becoming sovereign. It's about improving yourself and bringing yourself to a point where you can stand up for yourself as a sovereign, and you don't need to back down from anyone who threatens your sovereignty. But there is no court you go to. There is no paper to be filed. There's no magic.
Wait, you're not going to charge. You're not going to charge her $500 and send her a CD with a bunch of forms that she can fill out and then send all the different government agencies to announce that she's claiming sovereignty?
No, I'm sorry. There's no magic bullet.
Yeah. What are you attempting to accomplish with this?
It's actually from her husband who's incarcerated.
Okay.
He's first going to have to get out of jail.
Well, you can be
not sovereign in there.
Well, no, okay. This comes back to a conversation we were having earlier this week, Mark. You can be a sovereign in jail. It's just sovereignty to me, and Curtis, I'd like to hear how you feel about this. Sovereignty is about a mindset. It's about a mentality. It's about how you carry yourself. It's about how you interact specifically with the government people. It's not about whether or not they have you in chains.
I think what you believe is sovereignty is a portion of sovereignty, or a portion of what I believe sovereignty to be. I believe sovereignty is got to have actual practical effect. If you can be bullied, then you're not sovereign.
Any thoughts there, Joanne?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay, well, if you can be bullied, then you're not sovereign. I mean, well, all of us can be bullied at some point if they put enough thugs up against us, right?
Not all of us. I mean, once you get to a certain point, you're above their law, pretty much.
Explain what you mean by that. I'm confused.
Well, obviously money is a definite factor to it. You might as well just say resources. You need to amass a set of resources large enough to resist aggression. And that could be a network of people. It could be money. It could be safe houses. I mean, whatever it takes in order to live without being bullied by the state or without having to capitulate to their bullying.
Well, so, okay, Curtis, I mean, would that make you a sovereign then?
No, I'm not a sovereign yet.
Okay.
Just call yourself a sovereign?
It's something I started doing while I was still before I even knew what the word minarchist meant. And I keep it as part of my name as a reminder to people around me and to myself. I do feel that if I ever get to the point where I believe I am what I consider to be sovereign, that the name will no longer be necessary. It'll be redundant.
Well, I think there's something to that. I think that there's something to faking it till you making it, where you essentially are.
You got to act to be.
Right. Doing as much as you can and acting as a sovereign would act, which is why I say it's more about how you carry yourself and a mindset than anything that's tangible in reality. Because right now the government people are out there and they're not afraid to put you in handcuffs and they're not afraid to put you in a cage and to steal away any level of liberty that you happen to have. And I know what you're saying to Joanne is there's nothing that you can do as far as filing papers or making statements or anything like that that will prevent these violent men and women from doing what it is that they do, from aggressing against people. And to that extent, I agree with you, Curtis, that no one is truly sovereign in fact, in that in our real world lives, we aren't sovereign because there are men and women out there that want to attack us and steal from us and take our freedom. But in our minds, we can be free. And I think that that sovereignty is equally as much a state of mind. And I don't think it's wrong for anyone to call themselves a sovereign if that's what they've gotten to, if that's the state of being that they wish to achieve, and it's the one that they're moving towards. That I think qualifies as being a sovereign, which is why I think it's okay that you know that it's right that you call yourself that. In fact, it's good because then you are living into that future. You are creating it in your mind, and you're doing everything within your power to move towards it. Even if that means that at some point the state does victimize you and take away some level of freedom, as they are attempting to do to you as we speak, that doesn't mean that you aren't, to my mind, Curtis, it doesn't mean you aren't sovereign.
Yeah, there's a lot of little nuances here. You know, if you sign their papers to get out of jail, was it a voluntary decision? And I mean, we can go back and forth with this all the time. But the most important thing we can get across to you is if you really want to pursue this path, stepping into a court is taking a big fat step backwards, you know.
But if you don't step into the court, then they're going to send men with guns to your home.
Right. Well, I'm talking about going there to try to assert your sovereignty. Stepping into their court is immediately taking a step away from your goal.
So what are you suggesting there? I'm confused on that.
I don't suggest you claim your sovereignty within anyone else's jurisdiction, period. The second you go in there and say, hey, you're playing into their hand. You're giving them, what's the word I'm looking for?
Validity. If you go into their courtroom or their clerk of courts or whatever, and you file some piece of paper with them that says, I here art sovereign.
That's what Evan did this week. The video's now up at freekeen.com where he reads his declaration of sovereignty.
Well,
you're
I
saying
think
that's
that,
a step backwards?
Well, yeah, you're giving them, you're validating the fact that they have some sort of sway over you. Like, if you say that you've got to go in there and tell them, you're telling them that they've got some sort of sway over you, that they're in a position of power, that you need to basically ask their permission.
I think there's
you
a
might
difference.
Be claiming something, but.
I think there's a difference between going in and saying, you know, I'm free, and then in Evan's case, going in and saying, you know, him filing the paperwork, because it's kind of like dealing with a bully. If you go to the school bully and say, you can't bully me, I am sovereign, then you're saying to the bully that somehow he's in charge. You've gone to him and beseeched him for your sovereignty. Whereas if the bully comes up to you and says, I'm going to smack you in your mouth if you don't give me your money, then you say, I'm not giving you my money. I'm sovereign. It's a different kind of exchange. Do you understand?
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. Joanna, does that all make sense to you?
Kind of.
Okay. Well, I just
see too many people out there trying to, you know, you're not the first person to ask me about what it takes to become sovereign. And I just see too many people out there under the impression that there is some sort of magic form they need to file at their local court.
No, that's not going to do anything. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing that you can do within the government structure to become sovereign. That's why I say it's all about your mindset. It's all about understanding what it means to be sovereign, to be fully responsible for one's own self. So if you're on, you know, some sort of government assistance program, probably you can't consider yourself a sovereign. So being fully responsible for your own life and your own actions, and you know, taking full liability for what you do and the decisions you make, and honoring your agreements, and doing what you'll say you're going to do, that kind of thing, not harming others, doing no harm, all of those things I think are very important factors, and understanding what it means. I mean, do you know what being a sovereign means?
Somewhat, a little bit.
It means you're the king of your own dominion, basically.
You own yourself.
Yeah, that you are the person who's in charge of you, that you have not subverted yourself voluntarily to another man or another woman's will, and that you're willing to live like that and take whatever the consequences are that come from that.
Yeah, it means you accept the moral responsibility for the actions you take. You're not going to blame anyone else for what you do.
Hey, head on over to ShireSociety.com if you want to learn a little bit more about kind of an interesting movement of folks that are declaring their sovereignty. And I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Because the more people that come to the conclusion that sovereignty is worthwhile and that they want to be sovereigns, the better. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just start your shopping experience at amazon.freetalklive.com, and we will get a percentage of your purchase when you shop through that link. It's the world's largest internet retailer. I'm sure you've been there before. It's just you're entering through our portal, which means that we get credit for you doing your shopping there. Amazon.freetalklive.com.
So I had experience with this vitamin supplement, or it's really just a food. It's called Caroluma, and it is an appetite suppressant. It's a kind of cactus from India. And I had experience with it, and it worked very well for me as far as losing weight and that kind of thing. But the company that I was getting it from went out of business, and I, you know, rather than going to another company who was making essentially a competing product or something like that, decided to talk to a friend of mine who runs a vitamin company, had some experts formulate a super concentrated version of it, and label it call under Lumathin Plus, and I'm endorsing the product. You can go to lumathinplus.com and check it out. I've priced it so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose weight, feel great without all the jitters and all that other stuff. You don't have to change your lifestyle in any way. LumaThinPlus.com. It works for me, and I'm sure it'll work for you.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Dan, listening to WVNA in Alabama. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Curtis, and Mark.
Well, you called me Dan the last time I called. It's Fan V.
You know what? Our board operators are generally pretty good about asking people to spell things, but if they think they hear it right, they write it down that way. So do accept my apologies on their behalf. Van, welcome to Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, it could have been the drugs or mushrooms. You know, sometimes they forget. Been listening to these guys.
You're suggesting our board operators are on mushrooms?
Well, we're not going to deny that.
It might be good too late.
Heck of a job,
good too late.
Yeah, it doesn't. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to do board operation. I've done a lot of it, and I've done drugs too. So anyway, go ahead.
And talking to one, been listening to you guys since you were in Florida. Back first night I heard you was a story about the handicapped drug dealer got five cops break in. He records it on the recorder, so that's how long I've been listening.
Yeah, the Eugene Seiler case out of Tennessee, worth searching for on the internet. Do a startpage.com on that one and pull up that just the chilling audio of a man being tortured by cops in his own home. Sick stuff. Anyway, what's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, you already did me a favor by your recent last 5-6 year listeners can now listen to that. That was what turned me on to you guys. And I also put a little bit about illegal immigrants, talking about them coming over the border and taking over the territory. And then I said I was talking about armadillos.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I'm a little confused. Anybody else catching this? Okay, I'm not the only one.
I putting some of this together,
I guess. Immigrants, armadillos. Where are you going with this, man?
No, that was just another call I made about 2 or 3
Okay,
years.
Well, we don't need a recap of all your calls. I just want to hear what you're talking about tonight.
My wife asked me, my only radio in the house is in the bedroom, and every night at 8, it's time delayed. So here in Northwest Alabama, you come on at 8 instead of 6, and except Saturday. And she asked me last night, if y'all were Democrat or Republican, and I said, no, they're neither. He said, are they libertarian? I said, well, they used to be, you know.
Now this isn't an easy question to answer.
Now she's really confused.
Now, yeah, you're right. She's really confused. Now it's individualism, and, you know. Like I say, I'm on time delay, so this will sound silly to anyone that's listening to the call.
Well, people don't realize that. What you're referring to is the station there in the Florence area is delay broadcasting this program. So right now, as we're doing our third hour live, they're getting they're hearing our first hour of our show, but they don't really realize that van necessarily unless they're paying real close attention. So you told her that we used to be libertarians, and then what?
Well, now she wants to
explain why she wouldn't be scared of anarchy.
No, I told you guys a couple of years ago I was a Christian Democrat when I started listening to you, and then I became an agnostic anarchist.
Wow.
Now I'm just a deist.
And you're still together with your wife, too. That's good. I'm glad that that it's all worked out for you. And I thank you, Van, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up absolutely anything, even if it's reminiscing, though I don't really care too much for that.
Yeah, well, you know,
I like current things.
It's kind of tough because, you know, the other people didn't listen to the show. But
yeah.
I know the feeling that he has. You know, you want to sort of attach yourself to the time frame when you listen to the show. Look, I've been here since then. And
I appreciate that. Yeah, let me make it clear.
Yeah, it's kind of
I'm glad.
It's kind of neat. You know, and
WVNA has been on board for a long time. They're one of our longest running weeknight affiliates for the show.
We get them great ratings as a result. I mean, you know, you put Free Talk Live on, keep us on for a little while.
And don't preempt us for sports.
Right. You can't just pop us in, pop us out, and expect us to, you know, hold the segment for you or the time slot for you.
Yeah, we're not going to build ratings if they don't know they can tune in to listen to us. But when the listeners do know they can get this show, they'll make a point of tuning in like Van has for the last 4 years or 5 years or whatever.
I mean, basically WVNA beats everything in their marketplace with Free Talk Live. Not
Males
every
2554.
Time, yeah, Males 2554. But not every time, but darn close to every time they come close to you know, being number one.
We've been number one.
On the AM dial. I think they've got a translator now, though, right?
They just now got, I guess like a year ago or so, put on an FM version of their station. But yeah, on AM alone, we were number one, and we were tied. When we say number one, we mean tied for number one usually with their rock station. So the same company, they have
a country station beat us one time that I
maybe.
Recall.
But anyway, they
I mean, it is Alabama.
Last time I looked, it was their rock station at night that they got Alice Cooper on in our slot, and we tied with him.
But so, you know, it's not the easiest thing in the world to do to beat the music stations, especially big, powerful music stations. That when you're coming from the AM dial. And even if the translator, and even now that the translator's on FM, it's not broadcasting at nearly the amount of the wattage that the FM is, music station is.
By the way, last night we had Sam from ObscuredTruth.com on the program, and we talked about how he was assaulted in the courtroom, actually outside of the local courtroom here in Keene, New Hampshire. As we were there, speaking of sovereignty, we were there to support a local activist in his filing of a declaration of sovereignty with the court. We were there, and in the court, in this particular court, they restrict video cameras, even though they're allowed to have their own cameras, but they restrict everybody else from having cameras. And so Sam was outside of the courtroom filming through the window in the door with his video camera. Some court bureaucrat goes out there and starts to harass him over it, saying, "You can't be here." Sam said, "Well, they told us that we could be here." And then the court bureaucrat goes back in and moments later jacks the door open right into Sam's camera, this, you know, $10,000 HD professional camera, just jacks it right into his camera and then comes out and says, "Oh, did I hurt you? Or something like that. I don't remember.
Did I hit your camera?
Yeah, did I hit you? Oh, I'm so sorry." And basically laughing at him. That video is now up. It's a raw video, though, and it was filmed with a hidden cam. So it's not the best version. We're still waiting on Sam and Meg from ObscuredTruth.com to put up their professional version. They both had their cameras running. They caught this guy doing what he did. But you can get a general idea for what happened from the hidden camera that was running. It's not the best footage, but the audio is there, and you can definitely see the guy jack the door open. You can see that over at freekeen.com. So, going back briefly to the issue of sovereignty, I think that it's what's really great, Curtis, is that people are talking about this. People are asking you, not just on the air, but also off the air in your personal life or online, they're asking you about being sovereign. And as you pointed out during the break, you usually have to correct a lot of misinformation they've already been fed. But at least people are wondering what this means.
It's always good news when people open their minds and start asking these types of questions.
Yeah. Absolutely. People are talking more about secession now, and they're talking about sovereignty now, and I think we need to do everything we can to encourage that conversation.
Yeah, and American expats are talking about renouncing their American citizenship.
Let's go unscreened real quick here, very end of the show. Last thoughts from an AMP caller here. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. It's Sam.
Hey, Sam.
I just wanted to let you know that I pulled out my big camera that the guy opened the door into to clear it out for a job tomorrow, and the glass filter is shattered.
Oof.
And this is a $140 filter.
You just noticing this? You noticed it yesterday? Or Monday?
Notice it, yeah. And the chief of police is refusing a public hearing about towing my car, which it says I'm entitled to.
Lovely. I wish we had more time to talk about it, Sam. Fill us in with details later, and I thank you for the call tonight. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Curtis.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.